Things didn't go well for NASA today in the Utah desert. An unmanned spacecraft called Genesis was supposed to gently re-enter Earth's atmosphere, hanging from a parachute. The plan was for Hollywood stunt pilots in helicopters to snag the chute with a special hook and then carefully lower the spacecraft to the ground. Well, it didn't happen. Here's what the NASA audio sounded like when the Genesis capsule appeared in Earth's atmosphere.
We are able to identify a tumbling object.
Copy.
Be advised, from our vantage point, we do not see a drogue chute. Negative drogue.
The saucer-shaped capsule was tumbling toward the desert, no parachute in sight. And then this.
Impact at 5855 past the hour.
We have impact bearing 2008 miles.
It was a disappointing conclusion to a much-hyped flight, which had traveled 1 million miles from Earth to capture billions of particles of solar wind. NPR's Howard Berkus is near the crash site at the Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. He joins us now. Howard, first of all, what's NASA saying about what happened today?
Well, what NASA knows for sure is simply that those two parachutes failed to deploy. It's not clear why, though. There's some speculation that there might have been something wrong with batteries that trigger the explosive charges that then activate the chutes. But in any case, the Genesis capsule plowed into the Earth at close to 200 miles an hour. NASA's assembling a mishap review board to investigate.
Now, as I mentioned, as though I know what I'm talking about, I said it was carrying particles of solar wind. What exactly was solar wind? What was it carrying, and what's the status of that cargo?
These were billions and billions of atomic particles, microscopic pieces of, as you say, solar wind, gathered from 1 million miles out in space, particles cast off by the sun. And they're similar to the particles that were present when the universe, when our solar system formed in the universe. And NASA hoped that they would give scientists more information about how our solar system formed. These particles were embedded in fragile wafers of silicon, gold, sapphire, other materials.
You're being drowned out a bit, Howard, right now, being drowned out by that aircraft.
There are jets flying above us, but essentially the particles were embedded in fragile wafers, which were perhaps broken in the crash. It's not clear how much damage the wafer sustained, how much contamination those solar wind particles suffered. Scientists are hopeful, though, that they still might be able to recover some useful samples.
Now, this was the kind of mission, broadly speaking, that NASA has been trumpeting. It's an unmanned spacecraft, bringing back samples from space for study here. It's not an expensive space shuttle mission with research done in space. What is the agency saying now about this kind of mission?
You know, there were a lot of dejected faces at the post-crash news conference here. But NASA officials say that, space exploration is a risky business. They're going to press on. They'll try to find out what happened. They'll apply that to future missions. In fact, they called this crash one of the contingencies that they had prepared for. And it wasn't the worst case, they said. That would be slamming into a mountain with nothing left. They're going to assemble a team to investigate and try to figure out what happened and apply it to future missions.
So what's next for the Genesis capsule and its cargo then?
Trying to dig it out of the ground, remove the particles safely, get them to a safe room, a clean room, and then on to the Johnson Space Center in Houston for study, if they are indeed intact and they're able to be studied.
Okay, Howard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Howard Berkus, who was at the Dugway Proving Ground in Utah today when the Genesis spacecraft crashed. You can see photos of the space capsule at our website, npr.org.